Welcome back to Quiver the Green Arrow podcast. This is our seventh episode of season three for the episode Draw Back Your Bow. I am one of your hosts, Michael Cohen.
I'm your other host, Amanda Calkin.
And you wouldn't know it, but that was our second time doing the intro tonight. I got nothing to say because I did not like this episode.
We thought it was like further along and what it's. We'll talk about it. I'm going to talk about Ray and Felicity.
Yeah.
There is stuff to talk about.
I just didn't like this episode.
It was boring.
Let's jump right into an email.
Yeah.
So we've got an email here from Shannon, and she says, is the subject line, spinoff with female character.
Woo!
And she writes, "Hi, I love your podcast. It has great insight and analysis. Last week, you talked about a spinoff with Ray as Adam. It would be great if we could get a spinoff with a female lead. Arrow has done a good job with female characters. Mm-hmm. Now it is time for them to have their own series and a big movie deal.
Ooh.
Thank you, Shannon." And she says, "P.S. I really enjoyed the post-podcast chat about the Canadian political system. The U.S. could really use some help." Well, I just wanted to make sure that PS was in there to let you know that the Canadian system could use a lot of work too.
Yeah,
I, you know, like we're
so
far
broken.
From perfect out
so
here
broken.
As well. But
but it was fun. That's cool. Yeah. I'm glad that people like actually listen to it.
Yeah, that really people listen to that part.
Sometimes they get out of hand.
Yeah,
but it's good. That is interesting. Who would you see spinoff? Who would you want?
The interesting thing about that, and maybe Shannon hasn't heard, is that. The creators of Arrow and The Flash are actually working on a Supergirl series that will be in the same universe as Arrow and The Flash, but will be on CBS. Now, just because it's on a slightly different network doesn't mean that there's any difficulty there because the CW is actually owned in part by CBS. It's CBS and Warner Brothers, hence the CW. That's where that comes from. So in fact, they would basically
be
enhancing that partnership.
That's awesome.
And I think in a very smart move, taking what they've already done successfully on the CW and moving it onto a main network.
Which
is good for both networks, right? Mm-hmm. It's going to take CW viewers who would not watch the CBS because CBS right now is primarily seen as the old people network for things like CSI and NCIS and all that sort of thing. So it would get a lot of young blood in watching a CBS show. And it would also get a lot of probably that older audience that is watching shows on CBS that might pick up Supergirl and start watching it. To check out The Flash because you get hooked on one show. I mean, you want to get as much as you can. So I think with that, and then also with Teen Titans that TNT is working on, that they're developing, I think that there's a lot of opportunity for female superheroes to be more in the spotlight. I would like to see it if their incarnation of Teen Titans was actually led by a female character.
Oh, cool.
I think that that's a cool opportunity to take something that we're all expecting, which is a team led by Nightwing or Robin, to be led by somebody different, like maybe Raven or Starfire, who are cool. also well-known members of that team, right? And maybe, or even Wonder Girl, or, you know, like there are so many different characters. But with a Supergirl series being developed, I think that that's probably of all of the DC properties, that's probably the one that I would most want to see.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think about other DC properties that I like that star women.
Yeah.
And other than Wonder Woman, which we know won't happen because they're working on movies stuff.
Yeah. I think that it's interesting, like, I don't think that stuff from Arrow, in the same way that, like, Ray, like, The Flash is a spinoff, like, I don't think you could take stuff that, because all those characters are built into that world.
Yeah.
I'd like to see Felicity transfer to The Flash. It's sort of, like, a thing, but...
You'd like to see her on that show?
I'd like to see her, I think she fits better in that world, but, I mean, it would make Arrow lose a lot.
I agree,
so.
But yeah, I think that Arrow would definitely lose a very, very important part of the show.
She is super integral.
So
it's true. I guess my thing consistently, and I'm sorry, I always harp on this, is I just feel like she's underutilized on Arrow. I feel like there's so much potential for her, but not necessarily like as her own character, like in a spinoff. I don't think she would do well like on a Felicity show.
Yeah.
She does really well in support of other people if she is also in herself being true to who she is.
Yeah.
Which is kind of interesting. I don't know, it was an interesting episode for me this week too, just based on like Felicity stuff and
I think a Harley Quinn Poison Ivy show about them being not necessarily bad guys.
Wow, yeah.
Right? Because like there's been a few really cool stories that they've done with those two characters where they're friends in the DC universe, mostly in the DC animated universe. Now in the New 52, they've kind of brought that into the regular continuity a little bit more.
Mm.
But I think that if you took those two characters,
that would be fascinating,
and you let them.
Oh, man.
You sort of, I think almost if you put them in like a Suicide Squad type of scenario,
yeah,
where the two of them were not necessarily heroes, but kind of like almost reluctant heroes.
Yeah.
Cool. But then you focused more on their personal stuff than you did on the actual like superhero week to week, so that it was almost like a super villain Sex in the City. I think that could be a lot of fun, right? Like, because I do think that just doing another Arrow or another Flash is not necessarily the way to go.
Yeah.
Right? Because we're kind of, I don't know, with Arrow, we're getting a lot of that, like, the gritty crime drama sort of aspect of it. And then with Flash, we're getting much more of the superhero freak of the week aspect. Mm-hmm. So I think like though that's we've got it covered with those two ends of the spectrum.
I love the idea of Harley and Poison Ivy. Also, what is with Harley Quinn being everywhere? I'm trying to search, setting my wish lists for stuff.
Yeah.
And I cannot find a piece of Superman stuff to save my life. Like they have like in terms of like they have like cute like underwear and like bras that's all Batman everywhere. And then Harley Quinn.
Yeah.
Harley Quinn is everywhere. Like you can find like bodices and you can find socks and you can find backpacks and all
this
stuff.
Well, they just the Underoos brand just relaunched for adults.
Which
for our younger listeners, Underoos were like basically like pajama sets for children where you get like a tank top and briefs, right, for a kid. And it was like the superhero stuff in Star Wars.
Yeah.
Those are always the ones that I've known about from like the Star Wars communities. That like you get like Boba Fett ones that look like Boba Fett armor, right?
Yeah.
And now they've relaunched the brand officially. Underoos has relaunched. But not for kids, just for adults, which I think is like a really weird
thing. The nostalgia, man. They're totally taking
it. It is, yeah.
But I don't know if people...
There's a Harley Quinn one for that.
Yeah. And I don't know if people know, but I don't know if you're looking... I always look at Hot Topic and Think Geek. And it really sucks. Hot Topic is just in the States. So I can't, like, order stuff. I have to order, like, so much to ship it here.
Yeah.
Which sucks.
Well, there's one in Bellingham. It's not that far
away. I just pay for shipping. But anyways, it's really cool that there's a lot of stuff, but there's just still not enough Arrow. I'm very disappointed with the lack of Arrow stuff.
The Arrow merchandise?
Yeah, like, I want some Arrow merch, man.
Yeah, I do think that they're kind of dropping the ball on that aspect of things, especially when you look at, like you said, like the Batman stuff and Superman and...
Yeah.
That more classic comic stuff.
I can even find more Green Lantern stuff than I can Green Arrow stuff. Like, it's super weird.
It is very weird, considering I think right now
Arrow is doing really good,
property.
Super weird. I found, actually, one of the three things I think one of these stores had was, like, a quote from, like, Arrow that was, like, one bad guy once said it on the show or something. Like, it was super obscure and really weird, and I'm like, I want, like, actual Arrow merchant. Anyways.
More obscure than a shirt that says scoff?
Yeah, sort of. I brought my scoff shirt today. I finally got it. Yay!
Yeah.
Yeah, we just create our own merch when we can't find merch.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Speaking of which, kind of cool new Arrow today on the Arrow intro. That was cool.
Yes, on the opening.
I don't really know how the speaking of which is the segue that I used there, but I did use it. So.
With that, let's jump into the episode. I didn't queue it up. I didn't queue it up on the PVR at all.
Then that's fine. I can talk about the cool tweet that I got before we started.
Yeah, go for it.
Where because it sort of is like a preview for me, and it it was, I tweeted just about doing Quiver podcast Wednesday or whatever. And my Twitter is loading so slow. So it was Jen Tingo tweeted at us and sort of said, a good episode, a lot of feels. Never knew so many people did the salmon ladder in their free time. And I think that that was kind of a cute little... It's like, yeah, there was a lot of...
I think you got to put the quote marks around did the salmon ladder. We'll talk about
Fair
that
enough.
When we get into it.
Fair enough. It's kind of funny. But, yeah.
There's, yeah, there's everybody's talking about the feels. I think the hashtag for this episode is hashtag arrowfeels. But I don't know. Like, it didn't get me at all. It didn't get me out. Here, let's start the episode here.
Like, get into it because... And we are...
So we're into the previously
going,
on.
And it's a... Yeah, I don't know. I feel like there it was trying to pull at heartstrings or something. I don't really know. I just wasn't...
I think it's because we don't like the Alicity thing.
I guess...
We're not
Alicity
shippers, so we don't
is.
Care.
Yeah.
Right?
And the thing is that if I was an Alicity shipper, this episode would have been cool.
Yeah.
I mean, and I don't hate Alicity. I just don't care about it as much as some people do. Right? Yeah. Like, the thing is that where I'm like, sure, it's kind of good, but I think this whole episode was really pulling on something that I just don't care about. Like, a thread that is just, like, not in my... In my, like...
I'm Fuligle all the way.
Yeah.
So it's like, you're not going to change my mind on that. And we just got to wait for Lila to reveal her true colors.
And then we can get back to Fuligle. Some
Fuligle
stuff, some nice rebounding there.
I go back to it over and
over.
And
now we're back in the actual
episode. That scene in, what was it, like the season finale?
Where he, like,
where
went
he
out to the coffee.
And,
she brings some coffee.
Yeah, in her pajamas.
So good.
And it was just like, that...
Is such,
I'm just
yeah.
gonna. That was enough for me. I can hold on to that for a long time.
Yeah.
Speaking of the season finale, that's kind of where we start the episode.
Yeah, it is. Which is kind of interesting. I always roll my eyes when things do this, where it's like.
Where they retcon it?
They retcon it. Oh, I just hate retconning. Like, just. I mean, I get it that you need it for your plot.
Yeah.
But it makes me, like, I have so much more respect for people when you're like, why don't you, like, I mean. People should just start writing stuff where they put, like, random characters in stuff and, like, and then later on be like, let's write a storyline about this person. But anyways, it's fine. It's, yes, she saved this girl who's red hair in the season finale with the Mirakura people. Cool. And then, obviously, she's not coming in. I did like last week's episode that they did put her in the background of stuff, which was kind of cool.
Yeah.
But, of course, so we have this woman now holding this bloody arrow and falling in love with Ollie. Interesting. Wait, what were you saying? I completely got sidetracked by that.
Fuligle.
Oh, right, yeah. There is a good episode, or a good moment in this episode. Like, Felicity and Diggle don't have that many moments.
Yeah.
But they do have a really great chemistry for whatever that is.
Yeah,
with. Like,
yeah.
In this episode, I think it was there as well. Which
they've
is
got
great.
Really good chemistry. So.
Yeah. I don't understand how this dude got moved. So this is the guy that they would have...
Well, she kidnapped him, right? We saw that at the end of the last episode.
Oh, kidnapped him. Oh, right. No,
and
no,
she
just shot him with an arrow.
And then she killed him. Well,
right.
But that we didn't see that part. We didn't see him get killed.
Right, we just heard the arrow
we just,
being released.
She shot the two guards.
Yeah.
And then he was like, who are you? Yeah. And she goes, I'm Cupid, stupid. And then that was the end of the episode, right?
And like, so this week's transitions are not light-based. They are walk-towards-the-camera-based.
Yeah.
Which is the... I really like, by the way, I think the like, flashback stuff was most interesting for me this episode.
That's, I think that was my takeaway as well, was that, like, what... The story with Ollie and Katana was...
Yeah.
Way more interesting.
Yeah. And super, like, we got to actually see Katana, which I'd been waiting for a while.
Well,
right?
Yeah, and they had their... They've been adversarial, as we're seeing in this scene.
Yeah. About the laundry, which I thought was kind of cute.
I
don't know how to do it.
But they overcame that in this episode, which means that I think next week the Hong Kong stuff can really start going.
Which is cool.
Right?
Yeah.
So this is... I think we're going to see a lot of training. I think we're going to see Ollie get his next... phase of becoming
the
arrow,
be so
right?
Awesome, so good. Anyways, and then so I kind of like this though. It's that so the dude went away. What I forget what his name is. And she has to now watch him do laundry. And Sam Ladder, he sort of
he did one.
And my God, I have a type that's hilarious. I didn't see that. Anyways, Richard, who's Richard Branson? Is he like, he wrote a book
Virgin,
of some kind?
Virgin.
Right, yeah. Anyways, so that's an interesting note to Richard Branson. But so Felicity walking in on shirtless Roy. Roy is really animated in this episode. Ray, gosh darn it, Amanda, come on. Why do they have to have the same name? Ray Palmer. I'm just going to start calling him Palmer. Anyways, he just is like, a lot is going on with his face in this scene. It was kind of weird. I don't know. There was something.
He does.
It,
this is his thing. This is Brandon Routh's deal. If you don't want him to pull faces while he's performing, then don't hire him, because he will do it.
Fair enough.
Thankfully, in Superman Returns, he's doing his best Christopher Reeve's impression.
So
he doesn't do that as much.
Yeah.
But everything else I've ever seen him in,
he does nothing
but like these like.
Yeah.
He's acting. You can see that he's acting a lot of the time, and I like him because he's such a charismatic guy.
Yeah.
But
this is super
subtlety
cute.
Isn't his thing.
No. This is super cute, by the way. I always forget that Felicity's such a girl. Like, it's really cool that, like, Felicity sees this dress and is just like, I want the dress! It's so pretty! And, like, it's so great.
The hanger with a little bow.
A platonic dress. I kind of do like that. And she walks away seeing that her and the dress are going to be best friends. I thought that was super cute. Anyways. So, now we're back in the Arrow Cave, which seems very bereft without Felicity. Where it's just basically Diggle and Ollie trying to figure things out. And
we kind of glossed over the fact that it was Ted Grant's former sidekick dressed in an Arrow costume that was killed with a
Right, so it was like a copycat archer.
Yeah.
I guess. I didn't realize he was dressed in an Ollie costume, I guess. I totally forgot that. Anyways, so they're getting Felicity to do a workup. And then Diggle walks by, conveniently, the news that's on this, like, random station that is on their television. Anyways, where Felicity is obviously in front of Roy.
Well, I think if you're a superhero, that you should always have one monitor that's tuned to breaking news. So that, like, when they break in, it's like, oh, something's happening. Maybe this is important.
And this not-so-subtle nod, so Queen Consolidated needs to be something else. Oh, I didn't even check that wording before, that Queen Consolidated needs to be something else. Anyway, so Palmer Technologies, this reveal with this not-so-subtle atom twirl, like, what was that about? Like, where he's like, look at the atom going around the pea. I'm going to become the atom soon. Like,
yeah.
Anyway.
Well, and initially, you didn't like Oliver's reaction to this.
Oliver hammering? Yeah, I don't...
He was being a little bit too dramatic.
I think he's being over dramatic.
I don't. I think that if somebody
stole your company,
stole my company, and then you know, the company that my parents founded, and now they're dead, and then changed the name, so their legacy is gone.
Yeah, it's true. It's not ideal. I just got caught up in other stuff. What does he do for money? I just don't understand. Anyways. So we're in this apartment, so in the Arrow was an apartment building number that's very cloaked in red, and all of these the newspaper clippings.
That Arrow sketch from season one.
Oh, right, yeah. That's crazy.
And a bunch of arrows from...
And then us realizing that it's not a spade, it's a heart on the Arrow. And then him getting...
Guys. It's red. Spades are black. If we're talking about, card suits, right? If you're looking at it and you're like, oh, it's a spade.
Yeah. Anyways, so she's calling him from the not-so-distant path, like, across the street, I guess. And it's interesting, like...
It's a good thing nobody turned and looked.
Yeah, I know, right?
It's a good thing Diggle wasn't standing on the other side of him, right?
Yeah. Anyway, so we get that she is kind of
nuts?
Not stable. And that she now has this dude held hostage. I thought he looked like Mark Ruffalo. I got really excited for a moment where I was like,
Mark Ruffalo.
I got really excited.
Not slumming it because Arrow's a bad show,
but because
he's in the Avengers, and then like it. To go from the Avengers
to a day player?
Yeah, a day player on Arrow. Yeah. Like, a totally inconsequential dude.
And here we go, the new Arrow thing. so cool.
Nice little
I love it when shows can take a little bit of time, because you have to pay somebody to, like, do that and take some time and energy. I just think it, like, makes a somewhat mediocre episode a little bit more special, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
And
they're doing the Supernatural thing, basically.
Yeah, right? Basically. It's kind of good. I enjoyed it. It was a beautiful Arrow, too. Like, that, the shape of it is really pretty. And that's about all I have to talk about.
You can tell
that
we just don't have anything to say about this episode.
I don't know. I could talk, I guess. Like,
Flash was really good last night, but you didn't watch it.
I didn't, and I totally wish. I'm really looking forward to watching it tonight. We're back here, though. I do enjoy Roy. Roy and Ray are, like, my favorite characters this season, actually. Maybe that's why I keep messing them up.
I really like what they've done with Roy. I really like the way that they've developed his character.
Yeah, yeah.
And although it's basically just the two scenes with him in this episode,
yeah,
the beginning and then the very this one and then the very end.
Yeah.
I think they're really important scenes for the development of not only him, but his partnership with
That's
so
really
I think
important.
In particular, we'll talk about it when we get to the end of the episode. But the moment that they share at the end.
Right, where they're both like...
Yeah, it's important. It's really important.
I
really like it. I like that dynamic.
Yeah.
They're becoming sort of like brothers.
Yeah,
right?
Which
like
is awesome.
He's sort of his surrogate.
And they're not trying to go outside of the boundaries that they have. Like, they recognize that they both have their own stuff that they'll deal with, and they can't deal with it for each other, but that they're there for each other. And I really do like that dynamic. I really do love them. And we have Felicity back now in the Arrow cave, trying to find Gravano. So this is the person, and so they're looking for Gravano, and she has now asked for a night off with Ray Palmer.
This it is interesting, because I do think that this is very different from the status quo on the show.
Mm-hmm.
I do think it's shaking things up a lot, because normally Felicity would be right there with them every step of the way.
Yeah.
Normally, in an episode, the response is, yeah, I'm already on it.
Yeah.
And then in this episode, she's walking in after the fact and going like, yeah, I'm going to work on it round the clock, except for, like, this thing that I got to do tonight.
Right, yeah.
That's, like, that's very un-Felicity, right?
Yeah,
like, that's
true.
That is not what we have come to expect, and it's not what Oliver has come to expect from Felicity.
Right.
So I think the fact that she's dropping
something
superhero stuff to help basically his
rival.
Business rival, his nemesis in a business dealing, right? Like, I think that's a big deal for his character.
Yeah. So this is an interesting exchange. We're back in the past where he goes, no offense, but you're just Maceo's wife, and she goes, you're just a billionaire. I think that was an interesting exchange because we both know, or by the end of this episode, we both know that that's not true. That they are both more than that, which is kind of interesting.
Yeah.
And so Maceo has gone missing, and of course they're going
they're
to
underestimating one another.
Yes. And we've got these DJ auditions at Verdant.
This is a weird... This was definitely an odd...
What a weird... I don't know, like...
Subplot.
Yeah, it really was. And I feel like they're setting up something big to happen with Roy.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like something big has to happen with Roy soon, or...
Does this guy ever say his name?
No. And I was kind of going to look it up, and I didn't. But anyways, super cocky guy. That kind of looks like Trouty Mouth from Glee, and also kind of looks like Jackson Rathborn. Like, he's got a little bit of both of those people in him.
Hmm.
Anyways, so he's interesting. He's one of those people that, like, initially isn't pretty, but then you, like, look at them further, and you're like, you actually probably are pretty pretty. Anyways, so that's the thing. So anyways, we're finding out that it's Carrie Cutter is this police officer that is that is stalking Ollie. But then we find out that it's that she has been stalking him in a whole bunch of different photos, which is kind of cool. They've added her to a bunch of photos for crime scenes and things like that, which is kind of cool, because she was around last week, which is, I don't know what else to say about that. Oh, gardening group. Oh, I missed what she was part of, so that they're holding her at a gardening facility.
Yeah, it's very important.
Very cute. Super cute name.
Yeah.
What is it? Sherwood.
Sherwood Florist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, super cute.
Yeah, a nod to Robin Hood.
Yeah.
The inspiration for the character of Green Arrow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then him and Roy, or Arsenal, actually, because he actually gets called Arsenal this time. Yeah, it's so exciting.
He is officially Arsenal now.
Yay.
Gosh, it's not just let's throw that around. It's, yes. Nope, you're Arsenal. That's the code name.
Yep. And someone was asking, actually, on the Facebook group the other day, there was a poll about their costumes, who likes which costume better. I totally like Arsenal's costume better than Arrow's costume.
Do you?
I do. I think, well, I just think he looks so good in it, and it's just, like, a really cool, I don't know, I just really like it. Anyway, so him getting cornered by Carrie and being called by Arrow Arsenal many times. Poor Arsenal. So poor Roy got taken down. Which is sad and unexpected. You totally think that he could hold his own against her. Which I guess does come up later.
Yeah.
When they're sort of like, I really should have done better. But anyway, so her just sort of basically trying to lure him. I don't really, she just wants to be with him basically, right?
Yeah, I think that that's probably where my biggest disconnect with this episode is. Is that, like, her motivation is off.
Yeah.
Because she's doing all of this stuff to get his attention.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, like, everything she's doing is just going to make him,
Like hate her. Yeah, like, it's very, like,
she's
weird.
Being a supervillain.
Yeah, and they didn't do it. By the way, what is with this cupcake thing? I don't get why she brought a cupcake.
I don't either. I think that there might be some subtext in this episode relating to the character in the comics.
Okay, yeah, maybe we just
in particular, yeah. because this character was created by Andrew Kreisberg, one of the executive producers.
So they would know
of Arrow.
Right.
So like she's a fairly recent character, 2009.
Right.
Right. It was when she was created. So I think that there's a lot more inclination.
I think his bomb
to,
is like one of the biggest action parts that happened in this episode, actually.
That and the train, right? The train sequence.
Oh, right, the train sequence. Which, oh man, when we get there, it's going to be really interesting that you don't, like, ever really see a train. Someone also taught me how to do helicopters really well with special effects, with lights and stuff. It's really interesting. But yeah, maybe we just are missing a lot of Cupid stuff. I mean, she seems like a cool character, but that is a really big disconnect for me in this episode, or in this show, that you don't understand it.
Oh, I'm getting tweeted at. Oh. I'm getting tweeted at in relation to Arrow.
Okay.
So I was distracted. We're fast forwarding.
You usurped your fast forward duties.
I did.
Watch almost a full commercial.
I did.
But that's good that people are tweeting about Arrow. Are they excited about it? Or it's,
yeah, yeah. It's our friends over at Living Myth, which is a website. Mm-hmm. An awesome website about geek stuff and all that sort of thing.
Yeah.
That's based here in Vancouver.
Super fun. Or they have a Vancouver writer. Are they actually all based?
Yeah, no, they're based in Vancouver.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Oh, I like, yeah, so Katie Cassidy wasn't actually in this episode, hey? Which is kind of interesting.
She's not in the episode at all. She's busy, she's probably busy sewing.
Yeah, sewing that costume together.
Yeah. Leather is difficult, okay?
It true is.
You need a specific, you need a really good sewing machine and a specific type of needle.
Yeah.
And,
oh, I mean, we've been back now for this episode for a little bit, where they're talking about where Arsenal is kind of mad that he didn't do well in that last
he's a little bit frustrated.
Mission. Yeah, but they're in the Arrow Cave, and what is it? Does he ask for Felicity yet? Yeah, right here, where he's like, "Where's Felicity?" And he goes, "Oh yeah, she said she told you." Yeah, she did. Diggle's face here was so great. That was a great transition where they didn't cut away from him.
Yeah.
They just stayed on him and he had that reaction. So good. I think he did a great job with this.
Diggle, I think Diggle is all about the hashtag Olicity.
Yeah,
which
I think
is
he does. He's such a shipper.
Because he's just crazy. Like, ugh, you guys love each other. Just kiss already.
Yeah.
But so Felicity is only ever allowed to kiss someone once.
Yeah, I know, right? That's it's kind of crazy. And so here we have our Feligle moment, where Diggle has come to see Vice President Felicity, which I completely forgot that she was such, like, super promoted.
Yeah.
She should be there all the time. She's doing a terrible job being a Vice President. Just want to put that out there, like, I don't know. I think she's straddling these worlds really well. But again, She does very little wrong in my brain. So, anyways. It's, I don't know.
We tend to see these characters for about a 24-hour period.
I know,
every
right?
week, so we don't know how much work she's actually doing the rest
That's
of the
week. That's true. Maybe she is actually doing a lot more work. Which is kind of interesting. But anyway, so Diggle has come to talk to her about her relationship with Oliver. It's kind of, he is putting out some stuff that this idea that Ollie would never say what he really felt, and that she's distracting. I didn't like that she's kind of like, he's basically like, you're distracting Oliver and you need to not have your own life, was the one thing that did kind of bother me about this, where I'm like, ugh. I do like that she holds her own here.
I think, like I said last week, Diggle's a soldier and he's devoted to the mission.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
So when he sees Felicity off doing her own thing,
right,
in his world, he's like, look, our leader, the one who puts his butt on the line every
right.
day
yeah.
to keep this city safe, he's off his game because
yeah.
you are doing whatever you want.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
And I think for him, he's definitely not about sort of like the absolutes of it, but I think the undercurrent there, the subtext, is you're in or you're out. Like,
yeah.
you don't get to be 1 foot in.
Right.
Right?
Fair
like,
enough.
You're
Fair
you're
enough.
Part of the team or you're not.
Right.
Because everybody's heads have to be in the game. Because when they're not, people die.
Yeah.
Right? Because that's the soldier mentality. That's the military mentality. Is like, when you are out there, you can't be thinking about home. You can't be thinking about
yeah.
dinner. You can't be thinking about
right.
other things. You
right.
you are on mission all
right.
the time.
Right?
Because
right, right.
when you're not, someone dies.
Right.
So, and this is our very terrible psychological analysis. I feel like they went light on the psychological side of it this
yeah.
week, and they didn't do enough research.
Because they could have.
And I think that that's where a lot of the issues with how this episode was written,
her. Yeah,
comes into it.
Hurt.
You know what? It just reminds me a lot of The Huntress.
Yeah,
it really harkens back
them.
To those first couple
yeah.
episodes with her,
yeah.
where her motivations were really unclear.
Yeah.
Not that her motivations were really unclear,
yeah,
but that like the relationship between her and Oliver was
mm-hmm.
it was odd,
yeah,
right, and it was off. And
yeah.
this is another instance of that.
Yeah,
which it's so weird because on the one hand they've got this Cupid Oliver thing, which is like none of it's gelling, it's
right,
not
yeah.
working. But then they've got the Katana Oliver thing,
yeah.
and it's like. This is so well done.
Yeah,
it's
really
so
great.
Well
I'm
written.
Really,
where
yeah.
These two characters who kind of hate each other at this
yeah.
point
yeah.
are being forced into this situation.
Yeah. yeah.
They both come to the realization here in this scene that they're outsiders.
Yeah.
And so they have more in common than they
right.
think. And they're going to learn, as you pointed out, that there's even more in common, which is that they're not both helpless.
Right,
they are
right.
actually both.
Yeah.
kind of butt kickers.
Yeah,
Ollie gets his butt kicked
a
lot
when he's yep.
But
didn't you say she was an outsider too? Like, wasn't
she's a member of the
outsiders.
Yeah,
which is cool.
So that's kind of what
right?
that was a nod to, right?
Yeah. And so she's talking here about in this very yellow Hong Kong atmosphere that they upset people in Japan, right? That's why they're
yeah.
here, which is kind of interesting. That Ollie does talk a lot. This is interesting. There's a real interesting thing, actually, with old Ollie that I never really
yeah.
pick up on, but he does talk a lot.
He
modern
listen.
Ollie doesn't talk a lot
yeah.
and just listens.
Man, a few words.
It's interesting that, oh, they do this so well.
And oftentimes, young Ollie says the wrong thing.
Yeah.
And present day Ollie, not very often.
Yeah.
Right? Like, people might disagree with him.
But he doesn't
put his
yeah.
foot in his mouth.
Yeah.
Right? Like, he's very careful
right.
about what he says.
One of the things that he's learned, which I think is really
yeah.
interesting. I love this moment. So we get Felicity in this gorgeous blue dress. Ray saying that she's ridiculous. I love that. I thought that
yeah.
was super cute. But anyways.
But this is another plot hole for
creepy.
Me. Because as I said while we were watching.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous to me.
Mm-hmm.
That Felicity would be missing something because
so
she
Julie,
always
she's
accessorizes.
Always super accessorized.
She's
yes.
always like perfectly accessorized
yeah.
for her outfit.
But
so,
she had to have no necklace on.
Yeah, she had to have no necklace for this scene.
Which is yeah, I think that was a cute thing though, where she was like, "Did I forget to do up my dress?" Anyways,
yeah, it was. That was a nice Felicity
yeah.
moment.
Yeah, that is funny actually. That you're That's true, that there is a plot hole where she is really well accessorized.
I think that Felicity is the best dressed character on the show.
Oh, definitely.
She's always in fabulous outfits. Never once have I been like, what is that? What's going on with that outfit?
Yeah, Felicity? Right?
Like,
yeah,
she always,
great stuff.
She's always on point.
Yeah.
This is the one time where they're like, oh, you're missing something. It's like, it would have made more sense to me if he would have been like, that necklace, it's I just don't know. It's,
right, yeah.
It's not big enough. It's not, right? Like, if you would have been like, I think we can do better.
Yeah.
And then given her the other necklace. But that would have been my contribution to the writer's room. Yeah. And I submit that as my official resume. And you guys can just shoot me an email whenever and I'll... I can start on Monday.
By the way, how is some random dude in the middle of a basement we've never met before the only one to figure out where the freaking Arrow Cave is?
Yeah.
Like, what is going on right now?
No, I think as we've discovered many times on this show, if someone wanted to figure out who the Arrow was, they could.
Yeah.
It's just that I don't think that anybody cares.
Fair. Except for the creepy girl that really loves him or something.
Exactly.
So anyways, finding out where...
You gotta have the proper motivation, right? This guy didn't care previously who the Arrow was, but he, as he says, it's not a big deal. It's pretty easy to figure out. It's just all the statistics don't lie.
Yeah, which is kind of cool. And then he gets an arrow in the throat. So...
You know, we've made it this far in the episode and we haven't even mentioned that that's Sam and Dean's mom.
Is it really?
Yeah. That's,
what?
She plays Mary. Their mom from the episodes where they go back in time.
Oh, when they go back in time. Okay.
I think Dean is the only one who ever goes back in time. We're just fast forwarding through the
specials right now. Yes. Okay, I believe you for that. That makes sense to me. Yeah.
But yeah, she does.
Amy Gumenik. What the heck is... How do you say her name? Gumenik. Amy Gumenik. Interesting. All right.
Oh, we got that commercial preview for Flash versus Arrow.
Yeah, looks awesome.
It's gonna be good.
Man alive. So good. Let's go back in. So we're now in the Diggle being at the computer again, as he always is, which is kind of good.
I like that. How'd it go with Cutter? There's a reason I'm not in therapy. Because she did make the comment to him as he was leaving. My reaction to that was basically like, there's a whole world out there of assassins and people with superpowers that you don't even begin to understand, Miss Psychoanalyst, therapist.
Yeah.
So don't tell Oliver that he needs to see a therapist. I think he actually deals with a lot of his emotions in an appropriate manner.
By not killing people.
Yeah.
Anyway, so him yelling that he needs Felicity to be here is kind of interesting. I don't know. This is an interesting little
experience. I am on Ollie's side.
Okay.
There are people being murdered by this woman.
Okay.
And Felicity is more concerned with Ray's agenda.
Yeah.
Right?
The thing is, though, they're doing a fine job without her. Like, the thing is that they're not, like, destitute.
Sure.
And she does answer her cell phone. It's not as if she sits at the table and ignores their calls. But, like, honestly, there is a lot here that is about Ollie's baggage, right?
Yeah.
It's not... I would say I agree with him 60, 50, 50, 55%.
No, I'm with Ollie 100%.
Okay, cool. He's allowed to be mad. I agree. He's allowed to be mad. But I don't think... But Felicity is getting her distance, and I think that that's a positive thing.
Yeah. I think that the world that they live in, like Diggle is alluding to, it's all in or it's all out. We're just kind of talking over Katana
really wicked
being a total badass
with those swords. It's so amazing.
That sword is beautiful as well.
Yeah,
that's an incredible prop. And obviously they went to the great length to make sure that the katana that Katana wields is a nice katana.
Because
it's kind of important. And it has significance to her story.
Which is super awesome. And then this terrible thing where there was three people that all got killed by the Triad.
Yeah, Argus agents.
Yeah. And so we think her husband's dead. And it's super sad. And then we come to the restaurant with...
Did you believe that he was dead?
No, because you didn't see a body.
Yeah.
Right? So it's like, until you see a body, nobody's dead. I do think maybe he didn't need to rename it Palmer Technologies. I think that was kind of a bad mood. I'm going to say it. I think it was a douchey move. There you go.
Yeah.
It was to rename it Palmer Technologies. He didn't need to do that.
It's common practice in the business world, but yeah I do think that he's moving the company in a very different direction.
He is.
That which begs the question, why did he need to purchase the company if he's just going to completely
change it? Yeah, that's just something that I find interesting. Anyway, so they've texted her for help, and we have this terrible verdant where nobody's dancing.
It's kind of like we said, this really weird subplot.
Yeah, but super weird. But I guess it just works out well that they needed a place for this Cupid person to come to.
Yeah,
I don't know.
So they've got the relaunch, and it's going horribly because the DJ that she hired is no good.
Yeah,
but thankfully,
the other random person named Chase.
Yeah, pickup artist.
DJ person dude.
I don't like his character because I don't like the way that he's treating Thea.
Yeah, it's super weird. He's super weird. I don't know.
He's way too aggressive, and he doesn't have a respect for personal boundaries.
I feel she's gonna accidentally kill him soon. Maybe that's gonna be like a turning point
for
her.
That's what it's gonna be.
Where he is being used as a person to bring out Thea's anger, and then she's gonna realize she doesn't actually like being this person, and I don't know. I went to way out to left field, because if I try to actually predict what they're gonna do with this character,
sure,
I'm gonna be wrong. Or maybe Ray, darn it!
Roy! You're getting better, because you caught it as soon as you said it.
Maybe Roy will smack him down. By the way, I know that the moment I feel a new beat, I definitely get up and dance immediately, just like all of these people. That is a cool shot.
You know what? If it was Taylor Swift, Shake It Off, everybody would have been like, that's my jam, and got on the dance floor.
Truth. I recognize that.
But not that song. Not whatever song he was playing.
I don't know what
definitely it is. Not the Turn Down for What that he plays later.
Yeah.
Which is just so tired.
And
now,
the shots thing. But, anyways, so we're back at this table with Felicity doing a great job of actually talking up Ray, which I think is interesting. That she, like, gets him these mineral things. I don't know, something to do with minerals and this mine that he should buy. That he's not doing a very good job of selling himself, I guess. It's kind of nice. This is a really cute, genuine moment. Where Felicity, I don't know, I think she does him a really good, like, favor here, and he really sees something in him that's really...
Yeah. I think that a lot of people who own mines aren't really interested in the valor of their business partners.
Well, the thing is that, like, he's going to buy it regardless, so the money that you're getting for the mine, right? It's sort of just the idea of making the world a better place. Maybe he wants to repent for being a miner or a guy that owns a mine. But it's just kind of...
I find that to be a difficult pill to swallow.
Okay.
So that's a tough pill to swallow.
Well, let's pretend that this is a good mine guy.
Okay, yeah. He's the one.
To do all these things that helped make the world better. Anyway, so he did. See, Felicity did help, right? That she went and figured out what's going on with the... I don't really know, actually, what she did. She retrieves Cutler's phone. Anyways, it's kind of nice.
She did a Felicity thing. Does it really matter at this point? Felicity used
a
computer.
Felicity thing. Yeah, and Thea making drinks, because that's what you do when you own a bar, I guess. It is. And for this Cupid person, it's a Cupid's kiss. That looks... Is that like Pop Rocks around the rim of that glass? Because it looks delicious, whatever it is that she's drinking. A Cupid's kiss. I don't think that's a real drink that you can order. I think it's something that she would have made up. anyways. And then getting a phone call from Ollie about being in the club. And then Ollie freaking out. Oh, wait, didn't he say, like, go watch Thea or something to Diggle? Or did you say that already?
Maybe.
Or, anyways, where he was not impressed that she was at that club. I thought there was going to be a big throwdown at the club, actually. It was a little anticlimactic that they don't have a special throwdown there.
That it wasn't, like, a bigger deal for the reopening?
Yeah. Which is kind of interesting. This is really a subtle plot. They're setting up stuff for Thea's character, I guess.
Yeah.
In interesting ways. Or just getting us back on track to, like, the locations that we were used to last year or whatever. Let's spend all our money on extras instead of action sequences.
Just fast forwarding through more commercials.
Yeah. We are getting to a cool action sequence. I do like the train thing. This is the first time that, like, a train thing has happened. I wasn't expecting
that. That is not true at all.
Really?
Yeah, Roy first met the Arrow on a train, on a subway train underneath the city. And then those
When he was gonna get
underground
blown up.
subway
Right.
tunnels were very important in the
Oh,
plot of
yeah.
the
All right.
season one finale. There wasn't
Well,
specifically a train in that situation,
it's
but.
true. I don't know. It was very, it's very, what is that Rocky and Bullwinkle, I guess, is what I'm like.
Oh,
It's a very like,
like tied to the train
yeah,
tracks
like
thing.
it's a very like, I don't know.
Yeah, that is kind of a first.
I
We are
don't
back
know.
into the episode now.
And it's where Ollie is the damsel in distress in this. I guess we
He
haven't gotten
is.
to it
He
yet,
is the
but
damsel in
it's
distress.
good. But they're at this random alleyway, I guess. Oh, and Felicity's back, which is kind of cool. Me being Felicity, I kind of like that she needed to clarify that.
Yeah.
Hilarious. Anyways, where they're at a bus stop or something. Anyways, and of course he remembers. What did you say while we were watching this? Because I made some kind of snarky comment. I was like, of course he remembers this. And you said something about him using the
Yeah,
candle
he
memory
used his
techniques
candle memory technique.
to remember exactly where he met this
Yeah.
person.
Ever since that day, he's had like basically a perfect photographic
Memory
memory.
wrinkle. Yep. Anyways.
It's important. He was just going over that with Roy. So like his brain is
It's right
he
there.
does his he does his what is it, Lumosity or whatever, that stupid like get those YouTube ads all the time. It's like,
Yep.
it's like exercise for your brain, you guys. He's
Yeah. Oh, and so we have this very heavy-handed stuff about love being a cure to stuff, and then Ollie saying, "I'm not the man you think I am," and then him saying that he needs to be
Yeah,
alone,
the
or I don't
very
know,
obvious parallels
like
to
it's
his relationship
just sort
with
of makes me,
Felicity.
yeah,
It's
I
just a
don't
little
know.
bit ham-fisted, that's
It
all.
was
It's
super,
just.
yeah. Right? I want someone, like, about wanting someone and not being able to be with them, and
Yeah.
then cutting to Felicity listening to these things
He
and
has to
wishing
be alone.
things to be
He can't be with
different.
anyone.
Yeah. Anyways. And then Felicity's face being sad about that.
Oh, the eyelash flutter.
Ugh, and Diggle seeing her face.
Is that like a specific class in acting
Eyelash
school?
flutter,
Yeah,
paying the
like.
eyelash flutter appropriately. I love that he just sort of like arrows her bow right
Yeah,
out of her hand.
she's been goofing around being all arrowy without any of the actual arrow people around.
Yeah.
And now that she tries to actually pull something off, Ollie's
Ollie's
just
like.
like, no. First of all, I'm faster than your arrows.
Yeah.
And second of all, I'm more accurate than you are. It's like I was saying to you when we were watching it, it's easy, I think,
Shoot an
to
arrow.
practice with a
Right.
bow and arrow and to become proficient with one.
Right.
I think it's a different thing to be Oliver,
Good. Yeah,
like to
it's
be the
totally
Green
true. Right.
Arrow. It's
Yeah.
like he's one
Yeah.
of 10 people in the
Yeah.
world who can do what he
Yeah.
does.
And so they break this. That was kind of cool, where they just like, so she broke it, so they fall through the grate and onto the train
Yeah.
tracks. And now they obviously out of service, because the moment you get down under those train tracks, you're out of service and are lost forever. I thought there was gonna be more revelations. I am glad that that didn't happen. That instead she just
Yeah.
handcuffed him to the train tracks, which is kind of cool. I don't know. This is kind of cool
And here
that
she's this was the one interesting thing that her character did,
where she was
I
gonna
think,
die.
where
Yeah.
she was like, this is the only way we can be together, so let's
Yeah.
die, right?
Yeah.
Like,
Yeah.
and she
She's
looks
sort
like
of interesting.
she's happy about it. She's like,
Yeah.
yeah, like let's do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like she's psyched.
Yep.
She's like, this is gonna be the best.
Yeah,
And
and
it's, that's
him,
when you know that
and
she's
he
totally crazy.
breaks his hand. Look at that magical non-train that was there while they were actually
Yeah.
standing on those tracks. Gotta love light tricks, man. They're
Good
so
stuff.
good. So good. And he just broke his hand. He just like busted and dislocated his hand,
He
which
dislocated
is,
his thumb. I don't know
yeah,
that he broke it, because
what?
later we just see him icing it. If he
Yeah.
had broken it, it
It'd be a
would
big deal.
need
Yeah. Anyway, so
a
her going,
splint of
"I
some
knew you
sort, at
loved
least.
me," and being
Yeah.
saved. We both wanted him to punch her in the face.
I wanted him to just knock her out so bad, just
Yeah.
because like she's
Ugh.
clearly proved that she's very dangerous. She needs to be incapacitated, right? Like
Yeah.
that's, and if it were, my thing with that is that if it were a guy, if that were a male character, that's how that would have played out.
Probably, yeah.
So it feels weird to me that it's like, well, because she's a female character, she's not
You
gonna get
can't just
treated
like
that
punch her
way.
in the face.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fair.
Right? Like
Anyways,
it
yeah,
just
he just like
it feels like they're
yeah.
missing a beat there.
Yeah.
Pun
And
intended.
then back on
See,
whoa.
he's
I just got that's a very specific pun. Anyways, all right, so let's move on and talk about the Suicide Squad. So they gave her to Lila, basically, is or Waller. and not to Iron Heights.
Yeah. Yeah. So. They center to Argus and the Suicide Squad, right?
Yeah. It's kind of interesting.
And there's the mention of sort of an offhanded mention of Harley Quinn.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah. Anyways, and the Diggle inviting them to dinner, or him to dinner, which I thought was interesting because it's going to be helpful, useful later. She does not want to be alone, which is kind of, so Diggle saying this, really, again, he's waving an Elicity flag. It's kind of insane. Anyways, and just saying, like, Felicity heard what you said, and you need to make decisions, and then Oliver doesn't take it well later. Well, let's first of all go back to Hong Kong, and tell your son that your dad, that he died, but even though you didn't see a body, I didn't believe this. I think they should have at least pretended that there was a body of some kind, or that they were dumped in the ocean, or I don't know. I didn't expect them to be back, actually, but that is kind of cool. You did before they opened the door.
Yeah.
So Meso is Meso? I think that's the name. Anyways, is there in the room, and this is super cute, by the way, when they make out and the little kid's like, ew.
Yeah. Yeah. It's good. It's one of our first moments with these characters where they're really
like
becoming human.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
They're really humanizing them.
Yeah.
And it's almost Oliver is almost becoming a part of this group.
Right, yeah. It's
like,
just gonna suck when they all die.
The look that she gives him there,
yeah,
is important.
Yeah.
I think, because it's showing a lot of development for that that relationship between those two characters.
Yeah.
Which I think is gonna end up being way more important than the relationship between him and the Japanese guy. I don't know their names either.
Meso, I think.
Other than Katana.
Yeah. So it's cool. I like that they're setting that up,
yeah,
and that it's going somewhere interesting.
Here's the scene that I don't like, and I think when Malcolm finds out about this, this guy's gonna end up hanging upside down with an arrow through him, or three or four.
Half the gate, by the way, is that just like a special term? Well, and he just goes
to
make out, just, you know.
Like, that's not cool. I just want to go on record as saying that that's not appropriate behavior for anybody.
Right,
I don't care if you're
like,
on a TV show or not.
He's
right?
Just, like, super cocky, and I just don't, like...
You met her 24 hours ago,
yeah,
and you are developing a professional relationship,
yeah,
and instead of taking money, you just...
Yeah.
Invade her personal space.
Then my favorite scene in the whole episode.
I'm really embodying Oliver tonight.
You're like,
if you were there, he'd be like, "Not cool, pal. Take a walk."
It's
not okay.
Yes. So I know, like, the thing is, I have to get into the mindset of someone that does like Oliver and Felicity together, because I know that this scene would completely break my heart apart.
Yeah.
And I've watched too much Gossip Girl to not empathize with Felicity Shivers. But like, it's just such a perfect, like, in the positive way where I want, where it's just so cliche when he, like, walks in at the end. But anyways, so you've got the super cute moment where he's like, I have to unclasp your necklace and get really close to you and tell you that you deserve beautiful things.
You know, I am not this close to people that I work with. Like, physically this close to anybody that I work with.
And then there's Oliver coming to tell Felicity that he loves her and she's making out with someone else.
Yeah. But the amount of time that these executives spend, you know, in very close proximity to one another.
So I did say this, and you made my fears quelled, which thank you for that. But I'm freaking out if he did that specifically so that Oliver would notice, because I feel like there is some plotting going on with him.
I don't think
like
that he had any idea.
I hope he doesn't.
I think that Ray genuinely
likes Felicity. Yeah, that's like a thing. I think it's just an unintended consequence, which is kind of like great.
I think that they are playing up the love triangle aspect of it. That there's a...
It's getting very CW. Anyways, Ollie just, you know, swiping all those things off the table.
Thankfully, it was all plastic and wood.
Yeah.
Nothing shattered.
And then this moment is what you're talking about, right?
Yeah.
With Miranda and Ollie.
If we have to put up with everything else to get to this moment with these two characters so that we can really, really... see Oliver and Roy bond
like this,
and especially like coming to Diggle's and this
cute.
Stuff.
Oh, it's just so
that,
great.
It was worth it for
me.
Like, the whole episode and everything that I didn't
yeah.
like about it was worth it to get to this moment.
Oh, I love Roy. He just is so, like, endearing and cute, and I just, it's great. We've got that Adam going around that Adam piggy. Spinning. And so here, I guess we find out what's going on with the mine, like why the mine.
It's dwarf star alloy.
Which is,
I'm sure that if you looked up the Wikipedia, that's exactly how he becomes the Adam.
Yeah,
right?
That's where his ability to do his old Adam thing works. But so we get this ATOM exosuit rendering.
Yeah.
A.T.O.M. Not to be confused with that.
Code word Adam.
Yeah. And it's kind of cool. We got an Iron Man thing going on here.
So he's kind of DC's Iron Man now,
I guess. It seems like it's going to be cool. I'm excited, Roy. Ray. Oh, come on. You know what? It's their fault for naming them really similarly. Anyways, and so we're back in... Is this Hong Kong or is this present day? This is Hong Kong, yeah?
No, this is present day.
Oh, this is just some random...
This is present day because this is... We don't know
it
who this guy
yellow.
Is.
It looks too yellow. I was confused.
Yeah.
It looks too yellow.
And we don't know what this is alluding to.
Right, yeah. It's really out of nowhere.
Because this is setting up for 2 weeks from now with
right.
the Flash Arrow crossover.
Right.
This is our first look, our introduction to Captain Boomerang. There it is right there.
Super shiny boomerang, and this terrible line about work coming.
I love it. When you know what? When Captain Boomerang is showing up on a TV show, you gotta lean into it, I think. He's Captain
Fair enough.
Boomerang.
Fair enough.
Right.
Is this like a new trend on Arrow now that they're going to introduce the villain in the end of the episode preceding the episode that they're actually coming into?
I don't know. It'd be kind of cool, I think.
It could be good.
So then our preview is for 2 weeks from now. And it's basically the same preview we've been seeing for the last couple days.
With Arrow and the Flash.
Where they're gonna fight.
It's a versus episode.
Yeah.
It's a versus.
I think they're trying to tie into Batman v Superman.
I know.
That sort of thing.
Okay.
But it appears to me, based on everything that we've seen so far, that Barry is under the influence
of something.
So he's not himself. There's something making him.
Definitely.
You know, some red kryptonite or something.
Who knows? Yeah, it'll be something of the sort.
Yeah.
Which will be interesting.
He'll take his shirt off at some point, and there will be a lightning bolt scar pulsating on his chest.
That's like backwards.
Yeah.
But I do.
Smallville references.
Yeah. I do like, I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'm excited we get a week off next week, actually.
I am so excited for a week off. I'm excited for a week off, and also Rebels next week is the last episode before winter break.
Oh,
so it's like everything's kind of starting
to wind down
for me a little bit, which is kind of nice.
But when we come back, actually, so on December 2nd is the next episode. There's a couple episodes before the break, which is kind of nice, before the winter break.
Yes, there are.
So,
yeah.
So it's not the end of it, right? We've got a couple more episodes.
I think we've got 3 episodes before the break.
Which would be nice.
8, 9, and 10.
And
we'll also have an episode of The Flash.
Flash, yeah.
To talk about, because the next story is the crossover, right? So
right.
you're gonna have to watch both. So if you haven't watched The Flash yet,
you have to catch up because we're talking
about it. You have 2 weeks to catch up.
Oh, that is a warning, I guess. Now we're gonna be spoilerific for The Flash on our next podcast.
Yeah.
So look at that. You have a free week.
Yeah.
To catch up by watching The Flash. Highly recommended.
It's so good.
It's really good. It is like villain of the week.
Yeah.
So you could skim it if you want to, but there are interesting concepts, and I think that you won't want to skim it, actually. I don't think so either.
I think that the character relationships and everything are
also the Felicity episode is 100% worth watching.
Oh,
like
so
it's
good.
So good. They do great things with those characters for that. So catch up on The Flash, to come back for the awesome The Brave and the Bold. That's a great episode name.
Yes.
So good.
Well,
that's
a reference to a classic comic series.
And then we've got The Climb after that, and Left Behind and Midnight City. Interesting. Oh, look at all these things. And then Uprising. Ooh, these names of episodes coming up are good. 23 episodes this season. I didn't realize that it was 23.
Lots going on.
That's good.
Cool. Well, I think that does it for us this week. Thank you guys for listening. As always, stay up to date with all the latest and greatest Arrow news. By heading to quiverpodcast.com, where Tim keep you guys up to date on everything you need to know about Arrow. And you can also stay up to date with Quiver by following us on Facebook at facebook.com/quiverpodcast and following us on Twitter at quiverpodcast.
Yeah, you can also follow us personally. I'm on Twitter at akonkin, AKONKIN.
and I'm at Arkwulf, A-R-K-W-U-L-F. And we'd like to hear from you guys and what you thought. Let us know how you felt about this episode, about all of the Olicity business, our first look at the Atom, and and obviously Captain Boomerang being introduced. That's pretty exciting stuff. And you can do that by sending your emails to mail@quiverpodcast.com.
Mm-hmm.
But that's it for this week. Thank you guys for listening, and we will see you in 2 weeks for the episode Is Brave and the Bold?
Brave and the Bold. Stay sharp, Arrowheads. Quiver the Green Arrow podcast for the 8th episode of season 3 of Arrow called Draw Back Your Bow. I am one of your co-hosts, Amanda Conkin.
I am your other host, Michael Cohen.
And we're talking about the Cupid Stupid episode of Arrow, I guess.
It's not the 8th episode, it's the 7th episode.
Damn it, you can go in.
I was just thinking, like, you did it last week because last week you forgot to say season 3.
Right, I sure did, yeah.
So... We'll start again.
Thank you.
That's cool, because now that's going to be the whole tag. That's it. None of our other conversations.